everybody.
Why did you go Australian?
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
It is Saturday for us.
I'm sorry to any fellow Australians out there if you are.
Hey, that's not too bad. Well,
not too bad.
Accent.
Not too bad.
Oh, maybe we could do, hang on. Welcome to episode 5 of If the Boot. Of If the One.
Of If the One.
If the Boot fits.
We got there in the end.
Episode 5. Maybe we could do a little accent challenge at some point. That'll be funny.
Probably gonna get cancelled, but
no, why would we get cancelled?
So that bad.
Scottish.
Can't even get away doing an Irish accent, let alone
Scottish, go.
Scottish.
Can you do Scottish? Because I'm quite good at the Scottish accent.
Depends what part of Scotland you're going from.
What do you call, I'll tell you a joke. What do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
I don't know.
An egg. You like that?
That was actually a good one.
I know, and it has to be said in the Scottish accent. Don't know why, it just does.
Got a day off, and we're
like a whole day off.
Well, yeah, and I'm technically working in the evening anyway. So
yeah, you are.
Yeah, I've got a gig outside of work this evening, so it's my daytime off, and then I have a evening full of a gig, which is nice. So
yes,
very excited indeed.
Yeah. So apparently, we are eagerly awaiting a voice note from my brother-in-law. So that might pop up during the episode and then we can listen to it. And I don't know what the hell.
I was going to say, I feel like we're definitely going to have to check it before we play it.
No, we just play it. I'm sure it's going to be PG. It's fine.
Hopefully.
But yeah, do we have anything to catch up on? Good things that happened this week? Bad things that happened this week, Mitchell?
In the last 2 days, I mean.
Yeah, but like we didn't speak about good and bad things last episode, so. Last week. I would say a good thing. I'm going to start with the bad thing, the audience last night.
Yeah, that's probably on my, what's it called? Like saying goodbye to something this week is the audiences, because honestly.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know. Last night, I always look forward to Friday, but actually another bad thing, Tom Balmer wasn't in last night. And that just really ruined my night, to be honest.
Yeah,
because he does liven up the place.
Keeps Fridays together.
Keeps Fridays, especially in my set, it just keeps it really fun. And he wasn't there, so instantly I just felt like a lost lamb. But on stage last night, when I was doing 80s, I just felt like so self-conscious because everyone was just dead silent, just staring at me. No one looked like they were really enjoying themselves. No one was really responding to me. And I just felt like everyone hates me.
Do you know what I found, though?
I felt so conscious. I felt really awkward and uncomfortable. I just didn't like it.
Obviously, like, when we do, like, the acoustic sets and stuff, obviously, when we do it, obviously we have our in-ears in, we can hear ourselves loud and clear.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you forget that what they hear out the front is completely different. So, like, when Tyler was doing his acoustic last night, he was saying things, no one was responding. But it's me and George are at the back of the room and
couldn't hear him. Yeah.
So it's like, and then he's there like, oh, well, nice, cool,
yeah,
two people.
I know,
but actually, like, sometimes you do it. And I was like, it actually just made me think, I was like, ah, the amount of times that I've done that and they probably can't actually hear me.
I know.
Now I feel really bad. I'm like, ah.
I always take that into consideration, I do, when I was on those sets. But in the band
sets. Yeah, in the band sets, it's different.
They should
be
able to hear if I say,
volume.
Are you having a good time tonight?
Yeah, it's not really a background
silence
music, is it?
And I've never had that on a Friday, really.
No.
I was like, are we feeling good tonight? It was like one guy that was like, yeah. And I was like,
yep.
What? And I kept turning around to the band and being like, what is going on? Like,
yeah,
honestly,
strange,
I felt so exposed. It was the most awkward thing. And then just to top it all off, we did I'm Coming Out, Diana Ross, which has got the longest intro known to man. Like, it's literally about a 2 minute intro of me just stood there and no one's on the dance floor. So I'm just awkwardly stood there. I've already said my piece and no one's responded. So I'm just awkwardly jiggling for about 2 minutes. And then Erasure's the same. It's got a massive outro. The whole thing was just awkward, to be honest. And then just, anyway, it's not been like that. Fridays are normally my favourite nights and it just really did not slap last night.
The midweeks have been a bit painful the last couple of weeks, but apart from that, it's,
Yeah,
it's not been too
but
bad.
We did meet some really nice guests
in the hot tub.
That sounds weird.
Yeah,
but we were
Friday.
In the spa.
Fridays are a check-in day, so yesterday's Friday, and we went to the spa in the daytime. And then some guests get there early. Obviously, by that point, they haven't met us yet. in the context of the shows.
In the work context, yeah.
So they get there and, like, Warner's is, like, known and renowned for having, like, an older audience, aren't they? So when you see a young person, it's like, all eyes are on them because it's like, what the hell do they know? Do they know what they've come to? It's like
some,
like it's like some people haven't quite been told where they've turned up to, or they've turned up to the wrong place.
Tent.
And we were obviously in the hot tub, and these guests were like, "Oh, you're awfully young to be here." And we were like, "We work here."
I hear that all the time in the spa, and that's their combo starter.
Yeah.
They're always like, "Gosh, you look too young to be here as a guest."
It's like my list of like things that people always say is, "Oh, you look too young to be here on holiday." And where on earth do you get all of that energy from?
That's the two
key phrases. Oh, I wish I had half as much energy as you.
Classic.
How do you remember all that choreography?
Yeah. But these people in the hot tub were like young-ish. They were like, I'd say in their 40s, 50s.
They were fairly young. Yeah.
Probably not 50s, probably 40s.
I think probably early 40s.
So it was nice to have a chat with them. And they were saying how much they enjoyed the Friday last time and stuff. But they were saying, oh, it's usually quite lively. And then when all I was thinking about on the stage was like, oh, I bet they're thinking, oh, what happened? Because they were saying last time they were here, it was really lively on a Friday, which it usually is. And it was just like, it was just so flat.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
The energy was weird. But it's almost like everyone just agrees to be like a certain vibe. It's like they all gather.
Collectively like huddled together. They've all met each other prior to the holiday.
Yeah, there's hundreds of people in this room. And somehow they all match each other's energy, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
They all match it. It's really odd. I'm like, have you guys had like a team meeting before this holiday? And like, right, let's all be really
all
happy, or let's all be really like quiet.
But then,
it's really
but
strange.
Then weirdly, like when we do our shows, there's never normally anyone up dancing, and then through the show, there was people up dancing. And we were like, what?
Yeah, people were getting up during our show, which is sit and watch, but they didn't get up during the band set, which is very much encouraged to come and dance. But anyway, so good and bad. Yeah, the good was met some nice guests in the spa, and the bad was last night at Studley.
It
is what it is. It's just sad because Fridays are my favorite night, and it just wasn't like right. So I thought we could play Would You Rather, but like not the typical. It's not going to be like super deep, but it's not going to be really lighthearted. So it's not going to be like Would You Rather
meaningful.
Have a tea or a coffee. It's going to be like some more like thought provoking Would You Rathers, because I thought it could spark some conversation, you know, and some debate or whatnot. So let's go right ahead. Would you rather achieve all your career dreams but lose your sense of privacy, or live a peaceful private life but never make it in your dream field? That's really hard, isn't it?
Do you know what? It is, but in the context of our job. Read the first one again, sorry. What's the first option?
Would you rather achieve all your career dreams but lose your sense of privacy?
That technically happens with the career that we're in anyway, so I'm going to choose that as an answer.
I suppose, because
in theory, as soon as you like...
Yeah, but all sense of privacy. Like, that's quite dramatic. Like, it says all sense. Oh, no, it says lose your sense of privacy.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's
I think
of
that's
like going to
be my answer because you know... In the career that we're in, I mean, not that it's saying it would happen, but like it could happen in the career that we're in. Like, whereas if I was working, like, what was the other option? Not the first one, the second one.
Or never make it in your dream field.
Yeah, I suppose it just depends.
So you either make it and you don't have any privacy ever again, or you don't make it.
Yeah, I feel like our kind of career that we're in kind of comes hand in hand with that.
I think I'd probably say the same. Yeah, I'd probably go with make it, but don't have any privacy, even though that would drive me insane. But also, it's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's difficult. Because actually, you know, celebrities will say, yeah, I've made it, but I'm not happy. Because they can't leave the house without just... I don't know, actually. Maybe I'd rather just not make it, just do a different job. Oh, this is really, really tough.
Okay.
Number two. Would you rather forget all of your favourite memories... or never be able to make new ones?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I think that's so hard.
Oh.
That's so hard.
I don't like either of those options, to be honest.
I think I'd probably, as horrible as it is, probably forget my old memories.
Yeah.
And I'd rather make new ones, maybe. Just
yeah,
because in my head, I've got more life to live than what I've lived. So I'm like, surely that's true. More memories.
That's true.
Because, like, think about.
And actually, when you're a child,
having your baby.
Yeah, and actually, when you're a child as well, like, as it gets only up until a certain, like, you don't remember half the stuff from when you're, like, born to when you're, say, like, five. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, your brain doesn't remember stuff.
I mean, it's horrible.
Later on in life, so it's. Oh yeah, exactly. But like you said, your logic behind that is like there's more memories to make.
And I want to make a memory of like a wedding day and having a baby, hopefully.
Exactly.
In the future.
Yeah.
And like stuff like that. But to forget all your old memories, that would be horrible.
Oh yeah, it would be horrible.
But you wouldn't know, you wouldn't remember. It would just be nothing. That's weird, isn't it? I wish it was like Inside Out where we could just go into our HQ and look at all our core memories. Do you know what I mean? Like that would be so cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool. Be cute.
Do you have like core memories? Like, I feel like I've got those balls in my head, the core memory balls.
Oh yeah.
And I know which one's which.
Yeah.
It's really. I think my main core memory is probably Disney Cruise. To be honest.
Oh, I can imagine you being right in your element. To be honest. I
literally saw the ship. And just cried my eyes out. I just couldn't believe it. 'Cause it's so iconic, isn't it? Like I can't even think of the word of them. The funnels, sorry. The funnels. Like the big red funnels with the big Mickey face on.
Yeah.
And I just literally like looked at the ship and I was like, oh my God. Like, I've never felt so overwhelmed. And then you walk on and there's bloody Mickey Mouse there going, oh, welcome to the ship, Ella. Like they
plot twist, it was
on.
Just Michael. Michael was just on a Disney cruise ship. You just didn't know. I think mine was definitely Ezra and Maeve being born. Obviously they're born at separate times, but yeah.
Aww.
Like especially becoming an uncle for the first time. But yeah, it was.
So
I remember vividly remember being at school and I think I was off for some reason, so I had to come back and do like this mock like I was in science doing a science quiz. And then the teacher from the reception came up and was like, oh, there's your sister's on the phone. I think your nephew's just been born. And I was like, But I was in school and obviously I had to go through the whole school day. And I was like, right.
Did he let you go home?
No.
I find it so funny how you were in school and you were an uncle. Like, you know,
it's weird. And I was only like year nine. Year nine,
like
or
a
10.
Little 9-10 year old being like,
well, I wouldn't have been. Oh, no, sorry, 10. No. I've been in primary school.
Sorry, hang on.
10 year old being an
how
uncle.
How old are you in year nine? I
like
forget.
14, 13, 14.
14 year old,
might
uncle.
Have been year 10. No, I think it was year 9.
I don't know why it just makes me laugh because, like, just uncle just sounds like it should be a very like an older man, and then see like little 14 year old Uncle Mitchell,
Uncle Oi.
Would you rather always know the truth, even when it hurts, or live in blissful ignorance forever?
Oh, I'd rather know the truth.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Part of me just wants to live in blissful ignorance.
Oh, I'd rather know the truth. 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm split because I want to know the truth in the sense of like I don't want to be hanging around fake people or anything like that. But
that's what I mean. Like, even if it's like, I'd rather, if I had like a really close friend who was just being completely fake, I'd rather know about it and it hurt than be friends with that person unknowingly.
Suppose, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Depends on the context of the situation, I suppose.
Or if you didn't love me anymore. And I'd rather just know rather than it hurting.
Well, exactly.
Would I? Because that would hurt too much. I'd rather just live in blissful ignorance. Like, you love me. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the truth.
Yeah, I'd rather know the truth, 100%.
But, like, I do often live by... I did that thing again.
I
don't know why I have a glitch when I say that. I do often like to live in blissful ignorance, just because I think sometimes the mantra, what you don't know can't hurt you, sometimes is actually quite true. Like, in certain circumstances, like, If there's a gain in me knowing, fine. But if there isn't really and it's just going to upset me, probably rather just not know. Like, if someone says something about me.
But then what if you found out later down the line? Do you know what I mean? Rather than.
Well, exactly.
I'd rather know straight away than.
It's hard, isn't it? Like, in regards to, like, cheating, for example, like, you need to know that because you don't want to be with someone who's cheating.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying to think of a scenario where ignorance is bliss. I suppose if someone's been, like, slating you behind your back. Mm. But it's just
yeah, it depends on the severity of the
moment. Because everyone has a bit of a moan, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it depends what it is, you know. But I would probably say, I'd probably go with that. Know the truth and it hurting. Even though I hate that because I'm such a people pleaser. I'd just rather not... I'd rather not know if people were talking badly about me. Would you rather be deeply understood by one person or liked by thousands?
Deeply understood by one person.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, because I just feel like if you have that, it doesn't matter about the other people.
One thing that has literally always been, like, even throughout high school, like, I never... once. I mean, obviously, you care subconsciously whether, like, people like you or not. But, like, if you've not done anything to make them dislike you, then actually I couldn't quite frankly give a because ultimately I know that I've not done anything wrong, and clearly it's just because we're not compatible
as people.
Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you can't get along with everyone, but you know, I'd rather.
See, I have an issue with, like, I have a real hard time when people don't like me, even when I've done nothing wrong. I will just spiral out. Like, I don't know why. I just can't handle it.
My thing is that I, like I said, if people don't like me because I've done something wrong, then that's fair. Mm. But, like, my problem lies with that is that if I've done something wrong or said something wrong and, like, it's not then dealt with, that's when I then, like, dwell on it. I sit on it and I'll... then spiral with that as opposed to the fact that
you've done something wrong.
Like, say if I've done something and, like, upset someone or something like that, and they're not, like, they're not telling me, or, like, I can tell but they're not communicating about it, that's when I'll then spiral about it.
Right.
Because it's then, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Because then you feel guilty.
Because then I've actually done something to upset someone and they don't like me because I've done something. I'd rather sort that out.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't like me just because they don't like me, that's their problem, not mine. And I'll live another day, so.
See, I just don't. I can't. I almost find it more annoying. Like, if I've done something, I'm like, whatever. Like, obviously, you know, make amends,
I mean,
and stuff.
You got to own it.
But like, if I've not done anything and they don't like me, I get so, I'm like, but why don't you like me?
But
like, you just don't like me as a person, so that's, which makes it worse. Because you just don't like me as a person rather than something I've done.
Like, there's obviously people that I know that are like, I don't know, like, it's weird, like, how there's so many good people in the world and, like, just people just don't get along with them because, like, don't know how people wouldn't get along with them. But then it's, because everyone has a different perception of what they deem
of
as
what good is
their friend, or what they think good is, or whatever.
What cool is or what uncool is.
And because there's, like, some people, for example, who I think are, like, just not very nice people, who then have other either really nice people get along with them or really not nice people get along with them. And I'm just thinking, how is, like...
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I'm like, they're literally, like, the world's worst person. Yeah. How are you getting along with them right now? Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
Everyone's just wired a bit differently, aren't they, I suppose?
Yeah, I don't know. I really struggle with that. Like, at school, I had that a lot. Like, people just... Girls,
I didn't get along with many people at school.
I
don't think I talked to anyone.
I didn't get on with people. Like, I had loads of friends. Like, I felt like I was friends with everyone, kind of thing. Like, it's not like I was in, like, a group. I was kind of friends.
I did music
and, like, singing. I was friends with, like, all that side of the school and our side. But the actual groups that I was in, I just felt like I was always the person that they just low-key didn't like. And I never really knew why. I feel like they just thought I was a bit annoying. Maybe I was a bit uncool. I don't know.
Who is actually cool in secondary school? Because realistically, do you know what's funny?
But when at the time you think
that's what I mean.
Cool.
I don't know about you because, like, obviously, the thing is, like, secondary school and high school is like this hierarchy, isn't it? I suppose. Like, but then you come out of high school and it just puts into perspective, like, where are these people now? Because also,
I know, that's the thing.
And there's like there's two people who I can tell you that are doing really, really well for themselves. So. My friend Josh, who I went to secondary school with, he went to University of Birmingham, and he's now like a PT.
Yeah.
Like, and we just bumped into each other in a club one night. It was so strange, mm-hmm. like in the train station in Birmingham. And he's doing so, so well for himself. And it's like, I wouldn't know he'd do well for himself, but like he was never at school. He was never like thinking he was like the dog's bollocks or anything yeah. like that. He was just there. He was just present. And yeah. he was living his life and he was just getting on with it and doing what he needed to do. Whereas there's some people who think they're so above and beyond everybody else. And then actually I never once saw their face again.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know what they're up to. And then there's another guy called Jake who's currently getting cancelled on YouTube for being some Andrew Tate wannabe. And it's actually quite funny. That could be a whole podcast episode. Honestly, oh it's so God. Bad. Because I remember I watch a lot of like reaction channels.
Mm.
And I saw the thumbnail and I went, there is no way that is who I went to school. Clicked on it. He's just getting cancelled like everywhere on TikTok. I personally think he's taking the mic and he's doing it as a joke.
Like rage bait. Yeah.
I think he's rage baiting. But there's some videos that I'm like, you are taking this way too seriously. It's actually scary and I'm frightened you're going to kill someone at some point.
School's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you're in it, it feels so big. And I remember people telling me, like my mum, it's not the whole of your life. And you feel like it is. It's like years.
It's 5 years of your life, isn't it? And actually, I mean, my time is obviously over a little bit quicker and I was over the moon. Like, I was upset to leave because I was kind of like, obviously, you know, weirdly, like, it was weird not doing GCSEs. You'd been, like, revising for them for, like, ages and then not sitting them was a bit like, oh, okay,
bit
cool.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. And it was just like...
You didn't miss much, mate.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. It was like... It's just weird because, like, I was excited to leave because I knew that actually it wasn't... I wasn't worried about not seeing anyone again either. It was just one of those things where I was like, cool, I'm gone with my life now. Going to dance college in September. Cool.
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know...
I think
our job, people do think is quite cool, but for some reason, when you're in school, it's uncool.
Well,
it
they goes don't, from that's being what I mean. They don't think, cool and they don't think fast. That it's like, they don't see it as
actual
a career.
Career.
I remember being turned away. Like, I don't know if you had it in your school where like you'd have like a college advisor, like in a literally I remember I went in and I knew exactly what college I wanted to go to, knew exactly what I wanted to do. And then they were like, oh, well, have you not tried looking for a more like sustainable college thing? And I was like, what do you mean sustainable? I was like, do you listen to music on your phone? Yes. I was like, do you go and watch theatre? Yes. How is that not a career?
Exactly.
It's like you are paying to go and watch.
So
I was like,
people.
I think people forget, like, they watch TV, they watch films. Like, it is a career. It's not, they might AI generate these films now, but like at the moment, there's currently actors being paid to be in films.
Oh, so annoying.
And like, yeah, it's just, they just don't see it as an actual career. And I remember actually being invited back to the school to do some Christmas like concert thing. I think it was literally like a couple of years after the lockdown. And then suddenly they saw that I was doing like quite well and then wanted me back.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hang on a minute. When I was there, you were kind of laughing at it sort of thing.
Get a different career, yeah.
I mean, there was obviously most teachers were really supportive of it. But again, yeah, they just didn't really. Like, I'm friends with loads of my teachers now on, like, Facebook and stuff, and they see what I'm doing.
I'm still friends with my form tutor on Facebook.
Yeah.
I love her. She was great.
Yeah.
And she named her child. So she had a kid when we were in her class. And guess what? She named her child. Her firstborn, Ella.
Oh.
She obviously liked me because I was in her class.
You're the inspiration.
You know, like, teachers will be like put off names because of naughty kids or horrible kids.
Yeah,
in class.
Exactly.
I was the inspo because I used
sounds
to
like
talk
Katie
to her
Hopkins.
About The Walking Dead.
Have you ever watched the interview with Katie Hopkins?
And she's like, oh, I don't
Tilly
like those.
Fizz.
She goes, I don't like locations. And
location.
Phillip Schofield goes, is your kid not called India?
Yeah.
She's like, well, do not say that if your kid is called India. Would you rather support your partner while they chase their dreams and you pause yours, or have them do the same for you?
Well, I'd rather help you.
Yeah, well, I'd rather do that for you as well.
Well, cool. We're both doing it then. That's fine. Win-win. If we'd both chosen a different answer, that would have been a bit of a difficult position.
Yeah,
no. I'd rather help you 100%.
I would, yeah. I'd rather pause mine.
Mm.
But it's hard, isn't it? Because everyone's like, put yourself first. But
yeah, it's a
pause
weird.
Is different to give up. I thought when I first said it, when I first read the first thing, I was like, oh, God, because I thought it said, would you rather your partner?
Yeah, it's not like you're giving up. You're just putting it on hold for a bit and then, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Would you rather always feel love but never be able to express it, or be able to express love but never truly feel it?
That's really hard.
I think I'd rather selfishly, I'd probably rather feel love. Because if I didn't feel love, I would just wither away into nothingness. Because I'm such a needy, like, I need reassurance.
Yeah,
need,
to be fair.
Like, if you go, just quiet for 2 seconds because you're just watching the TV, I'm like, do you still love me? Wait, why are you quiet? Are you okay? Are you enjoying yourself? What have I done?
I agree.
I think I'd have to feel it.
I think I'd have to feel it as well. Reassurance.
I'd hate not being able to express it, but...
Yeah.
It's a bit of a selfish answer from me there, but I don't know.
It's a hard one.
Because I love expressing my love for you as well, but to not feel it,
Yeah, I don't know.
What about if you choose express and I choose feel, and then we both...
And then we're both okay.
Okay. Would you rather your partner always tell you the truth, even if it hurts, or always protect your feelings, even if it means lying?
100% tell the truth again. 100%.
What, even
I don't
when
want
it,
you lying.
But even when it comes to, not liking your hair or clothes or something.
I'd much rather you tell me that I look absolutely awful than tell me I look nice and I actually look
hideous. I've never thought you looked awful and probably never will, but...
I'd rather you tell me the truth.
But if you said to me, I really hate those trousers, I'd feel quite offended.
But I wouldn't tell you I hate those trousers.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. That would be a lie. <'Cause I don't laughs> You just contradicted yourself.
I'd rather hear the truth than give it. But I really like those trousers. The trousers are really nice.
Oh, I see. I don't know if he's lying now. You could. You could be lying.
Although this needs sorting out. No. Look, it's come undone. You need to stitch that.
No, I think it's just like.
No, it's
that.
Not. Look.
It's meant to be.
It's not, because the other one's not.
Is it not?
No. The hem needs stitching. Oh, no, it is. Yeah, no, that is. Needs going. That needs.
That's
look.
How I bought them. Promise.
That needs stitching in, though, because that's why it's got like a little crease line on it.
No, that's how I bought them.
Promise. Well, I reckon you've been scammed.
From Zara, I hope not. So, I don't know, because I want the truth in the sense of Excuse me.
Sorry. I was just kidding. I was really... Go on.
He's like... She's boring me. I want the truth in the sense of you still love me.
Yeah.
And you want to be with me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But then I also, if there was something you really didn't like me wearing or want, I don't know. Because that's just
it's weird.
Isn't
it? Yeah. It depends what it is.
I never feel comfortable telling people what to wear or what's good or what's not. But if there's something that you think that's actually horrendous, Ella, you can't wear that. But I don't think there ever really would be.
No, you don't wear anything horrendous. Yeah. You always look absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Is that a lie? I think I'd probably go with protect feelings. I don't know.
It's hard. It depends on the situation.
I have a sensitive soul, that's why.
Yeah.
Because how would you genuinely feel if I said to you, Mitch, I really don't like those baggy jeans? Would you would actually feel quite defensive, surely? if I actually said that to you, seriously, just picture the scene. Yeah. Just picture, Mitch, I really, can you not wear those baggy jeans? Just don't
I don't know,
them.
Yeah.
I don't really like them. I don't really like... Do you know what I mean? It's just For the record, I do like your baggy jeans.
Thanks.
And actually, skinny jeans give me the ache.
Skinny jeans are
But I'm
absolutely
honest with you.
Vile.
when we're doing rock...
Yeah, but I don't wear skinny jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans out of,
No.
In a show that we do, I have to wear black skinny jeans, a blue leather jacket and a pink bandana.
It's
hideous.
Right, shall we listen to the voice note?
I think it's time to listen to the voice note. I'm intrigued.
Here we go. I'll play it down the mic.
Hello. Sorry if this is a bit loud, but here's your questions for the day. Question one. If you had a drag persona, what would it be? And what would you look like? And the second question is, if you could be any musical theatre character of the opposite sex?
That's a good
question. Who is it? And can we have a rendition of you playing said character? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's my brother-in-law, Lee, everyone. So the first question was drag persona. How did he come up with that
question?
We'll
have to screen record that.
That is such a random question.
Did we not have this conversation at Alton Towers before or something? I swear we had a conversation about it. About him.
Drag persona. God, I've never thought about that in my life. I guess I would be like...
What would your name be?
Well, I'd have to be a man.
Well, just like, you know, no, you can just say like what your name would be. There's drag kings as well. Drag kings are a thing.
That's what I mean. Would I, as a woman, dress up as a drag man? Would that be a thing?
Yeah, you could.
You can't be a drag woman as a woman.
You can. Some people do.
How?
It's just like over-exaggerated like makeup and things, isn't it? Like it's a whole. It depends.
I'd be like.
Like my friend Lauren, for example, she does a drag king called Willpower. They always do. They always work at Schloss. They know Tom Barnwell.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I know loads of people that know
Tom.
I don't
know. What would yours be?
I don't
Michelle.
Know. They're not. Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle Philippe. You know.
Michelle.
It's normally like a play on words, isn't it? Like, it's normally like.
Michelle Philippe. That Michelle would be Philippe.
Michelle Philippe. What would I look like? I don't know. We get Tom in. We'll all just like.
Oh my God, shall we? Shall we do an episode as drag?
ASMR,
it.
Get ready.
That would be amazing. What's like the male version of Ella?
I don't know, I don't really. I don't know.
Ethan.
Ethan.
Ethan Holmes.
Ethan Holmes.
Holmes.
Spanish king.
Yeah, I'd be a Spanish king.
Wait, who would you play in a musical theatre show or a musical of the opposite sex? Who would you be? I need a rendition of this song.
Your white dress, sparks were spontaneous. Mm. I'd sing from mountain tops. I am in love, 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 and I don't care who knows it. Ogie from Waitress, I'd say.
Ooh,
because I want to play Dawn, and I would say he's like the male version of her.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think that would be the most fun to play. What would you do?
Ooh.
I love you like a table.
I think I would be like one of the Heathers or Veronica.
One of the Heathers.
Honey, what you waiting for?
Heather would you want
to
be?
Probably Heather Duke, to be honest. Just to have that, just have that dramatic costume change. That would probably most likely go wrong if I ever did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Veronica.
I'd be Heather Duke.
To be fair, I quite like to play at Kurt or Ram.
Kurt or Ram. Oh, yeah, they are good to be fair. They're so funny to watch.
Once you were geeky and nerdy, now you're flirty, freaky and nerdy.
Yeah, it's a good, it's such a good show. I hope it comes back again.
Yeah,
we'd love to audition.
So, I think that's a wrap for this episode.
I think it is a wrap for the episode.
It was a really good game, actually.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well. And there's loads more questions, so we'll continue that on next week. But... I will not see you now until
I was gonna
after
say,
Disneyland.
I was going to say, I can't believe you're going to Disney.
I'm all packed. I'm all ready.
I'm so jealous.
My ears of choice I'm going to take. I'm going to take my Rapunzel ears because they're brand new. I got them for my birthday. How iconic. Got sparkly pink ones, like rose gold pinky, that match my rucksack. And I'm going to take, what's the other pair? Oh, my up ears. I've got some up ears as well.
Oh, I love up. I've not watched it in so long. I feel like I need to watch a Disney film today. I've not watched a Disney film in a while.
We're not going to have time. We've got loads on the agenda today.
I know. We can watch one when I come back, maybe.
Maybe.
After the gig.
Yeah.
I feel like that used to be our thing, though, didn't it? It used to come back, have a cup of tea, watch Toy Story or Cars. You'd never watched Cars before, have you?
No. No. So I watched Cars with you for the first time. But that was kind of when we were in our early days of like,
You'd just be here.
We weren't like lying in bed together.
No.
We were just on the sofa.
On the sofa chilling.
I hope you enjoyed this little chatty.
Absolutely.
Deep. Did you like the questions?
I did. Yeah. They were good. Got a lot of conversation out of those.
And I think next week we should have a little talk about our inside out core memories. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And what our islands would be if we were in our little HQ up there. Yeah.
Well, thank you very, very much for watching. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at
if the boot fits pod.
But let me use just that pod. Yeah. And then you can also follow us on our individual pages as well. That'll be on screen and in the description of whatever you're watching. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think it is.
All right. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well so you don't miss another episode. I mean, we tend to miss episodes. So it's.
I think our subscriber count has not gone up. So they're clearly.
I think it's gone up a little bit. But I think people just aren't subscribing. I think they're just watching, which is a shame. But it's just one of those things. Take time.
Subscribe,
and we'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
See you later. Bye.